All right, we're back. Final segment tonight of Who's Talking. Welcome back. 3450910, although getting a little late for a phone call, but we certainly might have time to squeeze in a phone call before we are done for the evening. But let's go to Frank Maloney right now with a UVA fall sports update.
Okay, hang on, folks. Here we go. Men's tennis. Individually, the Hoos captured five titles last weekend while hosting the UVA Invitational at the Snyder Tennis Courts. Sanam Singh beat fellow who Drew Courtney in three sets in the A1 singles final. Singh and Houston Barrett claimed the A1 doubles title as well. It should be noted that Sanam Singh was recently awarded the Hal Burroughs Scholarship, which everyone in Richmond is well aware of. Women's tennis. Individually, the Hoos doubles team of Jennifer Stevens and Hannah Tomjanovich captured the A-flight doubles at the William Mary Invitational last weekend. The Lady Hoos host the UVA Fall Invitational at the Snyder Tennis Courts this coming weekend. It is their only fall tournament in Charlottesville this year, so you might want to get up there if you want to see the Lady Cavs. Men's golf, big news with the golf team. Ben Coles shot a 7-under, I think 206, and tied for medalist honors at the Maryland Intercollegiate in Cambridge, Maryland last weekend. This was his best showing as a Wahoo golfer. He's only a sophomore. The Cavs finished in fourth place out of 15 teams. And recently, former Wahoo Steve Marino finished in the middle of the pack of last week's big tournament, but it qualified him for the FedEx Cup in Atlanta. So here's to Steve, who's having a great summer. Women's golf. The number 9 Hoos defeated Florida 4-1 to claim third place at the National Golf Coaches Match Play Championships in Daytona, Florida. UVA defeated South Carolina and tied Auburn during the match play portion of that event. All right, men's soccer. The 20th-ranked Hoos lost a tough overtime battle with Duke last Friday, 1-0, in front of 4,000 fans at Klockner Stadium. The Hoos rebounded this week, though, with a 1-0 win versus Mount St. Mary's on Tuesday. Neil Barlow was the hero by scoring the winning goal. Next up, the Hoos traveled to Wake Forest on Friday. Women's soccer. The number 11 Hoos are 4-1-2 after recently downing Seton Hall 4-0. Midlothian zone, Chantel Jones plays goalie. Next up, the Hoos play American in Charlottesville on September 20th. Women's field hockey, ranked number 6 nationally and already 6-0, they beat Ohio University 5-0 as Paige Zielinski tallied a rare hat trick. Next up, they have make a road trip to William Mary tomorrow. Women's volleyball, they won a big match this past week versus Brigham Young 3-1 after battling two of the national powers, UCLA and Nebraska, in tough losses. The Cavs host Albany, Villanova, and Virginia Tech in the Cavalier Invitational this weekend. Go Hoos. Beat those Hokies.
Lots going on in the fall. Many, many sports and a lot of success in the various arenas and fields of endeavor for Virginia athletics in the fall. And speaking about fall athletics and the Southern Mississippi Golden Eagles, Mr. Maloney, what do you expect?
Tough game. This is a strong team who's gotten off to a good start down there in Hattiesburg. They've beaten Alcorn State 52-0, and they beat University of Central Florida 26-19 last weekend. This is a team that has a very balanced attack. In fact, to date, they've got 589 rushing yards and 486 passing yards for a total of 1,015 total yards of offense. They do have an Achilles heel, it seems. They've had 17 penalties for 149 yards, but doesn't seem to be stopping them from scoring. They're led by quarterback Austin Davis, who has completed 42 of 56 passes and 4 touchdowns. So it seems to me Virginia's defense has got to get on top of him quick, throw him out of his rhythm. The Golden Eagles have a terrific running back in Damian Fletcher. He's averaging 114 yards a game. So they've got their hands full down in
Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 84 degrees expected to be the high temperature. A chance of thunderstorms, and people have told me it is very humid in Hattiesburg, Mississippi at this time of year. So the Hoos are going to have a test of their conditioning. Before we get to the billboard and the thanking of the sponsors, Frank, why don't you give the fans and listeners some information relative to a special guest we have on next week.
We are very excited to announce that Sean Moore, former UVA quarterback, is going to be in the house next weekend. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday.
And we do thank our sponsors, West End Orthopedic Clinic,
TGI Fridays of Richmond,
LeClaire Ryan,
Janny Montgomery Scott's, John Maloney and Bill Jeter,
Virginia Athletics Foundation,
TheSaber.com,
CapTech Ventures,
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist,
the West End Hotel,
and Kelleher Heating and Air.
Thanks for joining us tonight. And we will look forward to having you back next week with UVA former great quarterback Sean Moore. See you next week at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio 910.
Go Hoos!